Greetings, it is I, Great One himself, Syndical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSSC.com on the interwebs, wanting your Bitcoin. Give me your fucking Bitcoin, you selfish bastards. Also short on time, overslept this morning, got a lot of shit going on. Last week went to shit. I know, only one podcast. I'm fucking busy as hell over here. Why? Because I'm not a motherfucking food stamp recipient. As those of you who listen to this show know, I motherfucking work for a living, and most likely, you work for a living too. If you listen to this show, you probably also create value for other people in exchange for money instead of getting motherfucking welfare handouts from the government in return for working for the Democrats by voting Democrat every fucking election. Three things I want to throw out. You know what I hate? I hate when shit happens before I'm able to talk about it so I can predict it. Okay? There was this whole this whole fight for 15 shit. All these fucking McDonald's workers want $15 an hour. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to record this brilliant podcast. Everything I do is brilliant. Where I'm going to explain why these people are stupid because they can be replaced by a cell phone application. Okay. Why would you pay somebody money to stand there and ask people, would you like fries with that? Hell, let me just do it right now. Here's how this works. McDonald's, Burger King, all these places, they create a cell phone app. You put it on. Maybe I already did this. Maybe I talked about this. I can't fucking remember because I never know what I talk about on this fucking show. I'm just fucking out of my mind. All right. McDonald's makes an application. You put it on your cell phone. You're driving down the road. You want some McDonald's. You pull out your cell phone. You hit the McDonald's app. You type in what you want. It locates the nearest McDonald's for you. It sends the order to it. You drive there. You pick up your fucking order. It can GPS you into the McDonald's where your fucking order is waiting for you. Because of the GPS, it can track how fast you're coming towards the McDonald's. And it can fucking time. It can signal the cooks and time the fucking cooking of your food so that it's completed just as you pull up. Why in the fuck would McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's or anybody else pay people $15 an hour to stand there and say, would you like fries with that? Fuck you. Okay? If that's fucking, how dare you fucking stupid people want to run around demanding $15 an hour for doing something that can be done by a cell phone app. So anyway, I see now on the fucking interwebs that the fast food joints are, guess what they're testing? Hey, I think I talked about this already, and I said, in the restaurant, in the McDonald's, what do? You put a fucking iPad on the counter, and people can order with the fucking iPad. Well, guess what? I just saw some shit on the internet. McDonald's or somebody, I didn't read it. I don't give a fuck. Somebody is already doing this. They're testing it out. Of course, because if you people would just listen to me, fucking listen to me. Fucking fire all of the fucking fast food counter people and replace them with iPads and cell phone apps. Fuck them in there. I want $15 an hour shit. Fire their fucking asses. Let them go fucking live on their motherfucking Obama welfare with their Obama phones and their motherfucking Obama food stamps. Number two. This is going to fit in. And the series that I started where I'm bitching about women, oh, it will continue. It will fucking continue. Probably not this week because I am slammed out the ass. Oh my God, we are so busy. The series I started, Ripping Women a New Asshole, will continue. Now I have even more fodder because now I've seen this little video with these little 8-year-old girls dressed as princesses saying, what the fuck is so bad about the word fuck? You want to hear something that's really fucking offensive? Pay inequality. Then you've got, it reminded me of back in the day when that fucking atheist bitch, what was her name? God, I can't remember. There was this Stathius bitch down in Texas. She was really well known. And she had her little 8-year-old son stand in front of a camera and talk about how there's no such thing as God. And it was pathetic because, I mean, there is no such thing as God. But this 8-year-old child has no fucking clue what he's saying. It's not like 8-year-old children have sat around and done research and philosophical exploration about the existence or non-existence of God to come to a logical conclusion. He was just saying words that he was told to say. And here you see the fucking femistatist doing exactly the same thing the statheists do, hiding behind children, sending children out to fight their battle for them. Because the women, the femistatist, I should say, not women, the femistatist are such fucking cowards that they cannot come out and fight their own battles. So now, I mean, they've had their asses kicked so hard. Stefan Molyneux has kicked their asses. The fucking Manosphere has kicked their asses. Rushvi is kicking their asses. Return of Kings is kicking their asses. I'm kicking their asses. The fucking Gamergate thing, they're getting their asses kicked. Anita Sarkeesian cunt, who fucking lied about being a video game player after they found the video of her saying that she never plays video games. All right, I mean, all of these fucking femistatists are getting their little fucking nasty cunt asses kicked. They're getting fucking destroyed. So what are they doing? They're hiding behind children because they're a bunch of fucking intellectual cowards. So anyhow, that video will be added to the rotation and I will rip that motherfucking thing apart. Second of all, give me Bitcoin. Hold on. I'm looking at the site stats for my website. Ah, no. Don't do that. God damn it. I hate when I click on the wrong thing. Oops, I accidentally clicked on that link to that porn site. I didn't really mean to go there. Yes. Nice. All right. Stefan Molyneux. Speaking of Stefan Molyneux, I heard some shit about Stefan Molyneux. And I want to throw this out because I do talk about Stefan Molyneux quite a bit on this show. And I quote him and I reference him and all this other stuff. I just did because he's done great things about calling women on their bullshit. Finally, it took him years to start calling women on their bullshit. So now I listened to the most recent, as of the time I'm recording this, episode of Freedom Fiends with Katie Chaos, Ben Stone, and of course Michael W. Dean. And here's what I heard. And again, I haven't researched this, I haven't had time, I'm not going to have time. I'm throwing out a very generalized opinion. But here's the thing. Apparently, Stefan Molyneux has sent a DCMA notice to somebody who had a website up that was critiquing his opinions. Boy, howdy. For a fucking hardcore anarcho-capitalist who believes in people being allowed to talk, that's pretty fucking scumbaggy. Yeah, Stefan, I think you've really just bent over and shoved something up your ass on this one. Stefan Molyneux is using the government to silence his critics. Remember when Ron Paul used the government to try to take ronpaul.com away from the people who had it? Ben Stone did a long podcast about that, talking about it and analyzing it. I was going to do an analysis of it, just never got around to it because I'm a liar. And I always say I'm going to do things, I don't do them. But one thing I have said for a long time, Ron Paul is not an anarcho-capitalist. Ron Paul is a statist. And we saw that when Ron Paul used the state. And I have no idea where that's at. Did he get ronpaul.com and ronpaul.org? Has he taken those away? Do they still belong to the people who originally had? I don't know. I'm not up on it. I don't have time to find out. I barely have time to get this episode out today. Now, Stefan Molyneux, fucking the embodiment, a embodiment, maybe not the, but a embodiment of the modern, the 2014 anarcho-capitalist movement, is using the guns of the government to silence somebody who is making legitimate criticisms of what he's saying. Fucking hell. It's times like this when you separate the real fucking ANCAPs from the fucking wannabes. I don't know if I will be able to look at Stefan Molyneux the same. I mean, I'm still going to listen to his stuff. There were some other criticisms lobbed at Stefan that I want to briefly touch on. And criticism number one was, and I think it was Michael who said this, who said that Stefan hates women. Now, again, that is completely wrong. Stefan Molyneux does not hate women. If anything, as I've said before, Stefan Molyneux likes women too much because he still believes that women are capable of being moral animals. He still believes that women are capable of competency and all this other stuff. And of course, they're not. I would say that Stefan Molyneux's analysis of women, when he talks about women specifically, like women divorcing men to get their money, women, you know, dating single mothers, all this stuff he's done, if anything, Stefan is throwing softballs at them. So that criticism, I think, if I remember correctly, it was Michael W. Dean who said that Stefan hates women. If I'm incorrect about that, you know, whoever it was, I'm running off of memory here and I'm short on time. Somebody on the show said that. That is absolutely fucking wrong. And I would say that Michael Dean, for all of his ANCAPism, is closer to femistatism than Stefan Molyneux is. Second criticism was Stefan Molyneux always begging for money. And they talked about how Stefan Molyneux one time spent 15 minutes bitching at some guy because this guy only donated $1 to him. I completely agree with that. I come on the show all the time. I did it on this one. I go, give me your bitcoins, assholes. Anyone who listens to me more than once knows that I'm being cynical / sarcastic / funny about it. I agree. Stefan Molyneux comes on his show all the time and he's like, give me money or you hate children or whatever. And it's like, dude, you really need to fucking back off with the begging for donations. And he is. I mean, I've heard him. He does it. He will try to guilt trip people into giving him money. And that's something I've never liked about Stefan Molyneux. And I think I've commented on that in the past. If not, I should have, because I've certainly thought about it. Every time I hear it in his show and he starts going, give me money, or because if, the, you know, just shut the fuck up, dude. I mean, it's one thing to just say, hey, give me some money if you like the show. But he does. He will try to guilt trip. And I've heard him. I, too, have heard him. Like, rip somebody a new asshole because they didn't donate enough money to him. And, you know, Ben Stone said it on this Freedom Fiends episode. He says, someone gives me a dollar, that's the dollar that they can afford to give me, and I'm grateful. And I'm the same way. If you go to the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSSC.com, on the interwebs, and you do give me Bitcoin, I'm not going to be like, somebody gave me only a fucking 75 cents worth of Bitcoin. It's like, man, you know what? I am grateful, because if you gave that to me freely, which you did, because I don't have a gun to point at you to make you give it to me, I mean, you give me Bitcoin freely, I am completely grateful. There is no fucking, you're not going to insult me by giving me some tiny amount, because I'm not Stefan Molyneux, and I don't have a giant fucking ego. Another thing about Molyneux is apparently, and this was what I got understood from listening to the Freedom Fiends show, there's a video he put up and then took down, but this person who was criticizing him saved it, and they played this video, and they played Stefan talking, where Stefan admitted that when his wife, who is a therapist, talks to her patients in their home, Stefan Molyneux listens to the conversation through the HVAC vent. Now that, I mean, the begging for money, that's just being weak. You know, the being, in my opinion, soft on women, and in Michael's opinion, being hard on women, that's just, you know, people being awake to what feminism is. When you are listening, even if one of the therapist is your wife and it's taking place in your home, listening in to the private conversation between a therapist and her patient, her client, whatever you want to call it. Okay, that, no, Stefan, that, I mean, that's inexcusable. And laws have nothing to do with it. I mean, this person comes to a therapist, they expect the therapist to keep their conversations a secret. They expect everything they say to their therapist to be held in confidence. And for the husband of the therapist to be listening in on the conversation through the HVAC vent, that is simply inexcusable. And Stefan admitted he did this. And at first, when Michael and the gang and Ben and Katie were talking about it, I thought, well, maybe Stefan was just joking, because that's the sort of thing he would say joking. I've said things like that, right? But then they played the clip. And from Stefan's tone of voice, and again, I've talked about before, this is why I do a podcast, because with tone of voice, you can convey sarcasm a lot easier than you can with writing. From Stefan's tone of voice and the way he presented it, he was not joking. He was serious. I believe he was 100% serious when he said he listened to his wife's therapy conversations with patients through the HVAC vent. I do not believe he was joking. I don't believe he was being sarcastic. I don't believe he was taken out of context. They played a long clip, and long was like more than a minute. I believe he was serious. And that's just fucking weak. That is absolutely fucking weak. Somebody, I think it was Michael, and then also pointed out that a lot of people are Stefan Molyneux fans because they see his old stuff when he was doing hardcore philosophy and really good. And they haven't really seen his new stuff because his call-in shows are basically people call in with their personal problems, and then Stefan Molyneux spends 20 minutes telling them to change their lives and analyzing them and all this other stuff. And I agree with that to a point. When I'm listening to Stefan's call-in shows, a lot of times I skip ahead because it's just the same thing. The person calls in, they got something going on, and Stefan's, tell me about your childhood, and you know, and then your parents abused you even though you don't know it, and you need to not spank your kid. And it's just the same fucking routine over and over and over. And to an extent, I agree. There's a big difference between Stefan Molyneux on his call-in shows and Stefan Molyneux's older stuff, and Stefan Molyneux's in-depth analysis of particular issues or events or people. So I do think his call-in shows have to be taken with a grain of salt. Finally, I want to end with this. I bounced briefly to a website which is dedicated to people who have... And of course, many people say that Stefan Molyneux is a cult leader. He has a cult. So there's this website. I don't remember the name or the URL. Otherwise, I'd plug it. You can find it, I'm sure. For people who have escaped from the Free Domain Radio cult. And I very just briefly looked at it, but I saw somebody's avatar on there was the Morpheus from... Brain Cramp. The Red Pill, Blue Pill movie. Damn it, why can I not think? My brain hurts. I have a lot. God damn it, I'm running out of time. what the hell is the name of the movie? Fuck. With Neo. God damn it. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Morpheus, Red Pill, Blue Pill, make your choice. And it's the What If I Told You meme. And it says, what if I told you not spanking your children does not automatically turn them into ANCAPs? And it's true. Stefan Molyneux, for him, for Stefan Molyneux, and I'm not making any accusations here. Not making any accusations. I'm just throwing this out. If one day in the future we find out that Stefan Molyneux is actually sexually molesting children, I'm not going to be surprised. Because anybody who is as obsessed with children, I mean, I know women who have children who are not as obsessed with children as Stefan Molyneux is. Dare I say, he has a psychologically unhealthy obsession with children. I mean, I like girls, and I do not spend as much time talking about girls as Stefan Molyneux spends talking about children. So I'm not saying he's a child molester. I'm just saying if it ever comes out that he's a child molester, I'm not going to be surprised. Because all he does is talk about it. So anyway, the point of this meme is, and they're right, you know, Stefan Molyneux is like, well, to change the world, we have to not spank our children. No, man, look, I'm on board with not beating your children. I'm with Aaron Clary on this. You know, everyone, hitting your child on the ass once in a while is not going to fucking destroy them. But here's the important thing. Stefan Molyneux believes that peaceful parenting is the key to a future of anarcho-capitalism. And it's not. And this meme is exactly right. Just because you don't spank your child does not mean your child will not grow up to be a statist. And the idea that just not spanking your children is going to change the world. No. I mean, I got spanked 4 or 5 times when I was a kid. I'm a fucking ANCAP. Okay? Just because you don't spank your kids doesn't make them automatically grow up to be anarcho-capitalist. So there's my criticisms of Stefan Molyneux for the morning. Anyhow, I gotta wrap this up. I gotta go do shit. I gotta get this online. I'm gonna try like hell to get out 2 more episodes this week like I'm fucking supposed to. They will most likely be Anarchy Moment episodes. And then I will be picking up, Randy and I will be picking up the Ripping Girls a New Asshole when we can. Oh, God. All right, I'm really fucking busy. All right, thanks. Oh, hey, and send me Bitcoin. And if you don't send me enough Bitcoin, well then, you obviously hate children.